You are listening to Microbe Talk, the podcast by the Microbiology Society. I'm Katie, the Policy and Engagement Officer at the Society, and in this special episode, we're going to be talking about the Society's newly launched project focused on antimicrobial resistance, or AMR. The project is called Knocking Out AMR and is set to be an ambitious and extensive scheme of work designed to promote feasible and effective solutions to the global antimicrobial resistance crisis. The project is focusing on three solutions themes where we believe the Society can have the biggest impact. These are therapeutics and vaccines, diagnostics and surveillance, and finally, policy engagement. For this episode, I chatted with Dr. Tina Joshi from the University of Plymouth and Dr. Katrin Moore from St. George's University in London. Tina and Katrin are both AMR experts and they are spearheading this project with the Microbiology Society. So it was great to be able to chat to them about what Knocking Out AMR is, how it came to be, why we're doing it, and most importantly, how you can get involved. This episode of Microbe Talk was recorded online over Zoom, so there are some variations in sound quality. I hope you enjoy this episode. So thank you so much, both of you, for joining me today for this podcast episode. To start with, it would be great if you could just introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your research. So Tina, I don't know if you want to go first.
Yeah, perfect. So I'm Dr. Tina Joshi. I'm an Associate Professor of Molecular Microbiology at the University of Plymouth. And I really enjoy the research I do. It's under the umbrella of AMR. I do designing of diagnostic devices, a point of care for antimicrobial resistant infections. And we're looking at urinary tract infections at the moment using graphene and some really cool molecular diagnostics. And we also look at disinfection resistance within our laboratory and understanding the molecular mechanisms behind that. So that's a lot of core research with things like C. diff, escape pathogens and the like.
Perfect, thank you. And Katrin?
Thanks, Katie. So I'm Dr. Katrin Moore. I'm a reader in Global Health and Infectious Diseases, Global Health and Infectious Diseases here in St. George's University in London. My research is broad, I guess, focused on antimicrobial resistance, but the policy looking at antibiotic resistance, looking at the bacteria, but also looking at the use of antibiotics to treat the bacteria. I have a project called ADILA, Antimicrobial Use to Inform Local Action, which is a global project really looking at the policy that surrounds antibiotic use. But also I've got a project starting up in Uganda looking at urinary tract infections in the community. And my focus really is on AMR in the community, understanding the burden, what people are treated with, why they're treated with, and what we should be using.
Perfect. Well, thank you both so much for being here today. It's really great to have you on the podcast. We've recently launched a project, as you're both aware, called Knocking Out Antimicrobial Resistance. And this is led by both of you. So thank you so much for all of your work on the project so far. So I was wondering if you could talk us through a little bit about what the project is, why are we doing it, and why are we doing it now?
I think this is a really ambitious project that we've launched. It's been in the works for about 2 years. And what's really exciting about this project is we're trying to act as a conduit, and by the we, that's the Microbiology Society, with me and Katrin as co-chairs, to try and act as a conduit to bring together all global stakeholders in AMR. And we hope that we can bring everyone together and have these conversations where we can start making some tangible differences to the plight of AMR. And I say the plight is because no one really seems to take AMR seriously, definitely not as seriously as climate change, in my opinion. And it's about time that policymakers and everyone stood up and took a bit of notice about how serious AMR is.
Just to add to Tina's excellent answer, I think what I've seen in the AMR field, so I was recently leading a team estimating the global burden of AMR. And what we now have is some evidence to move forward with. We're not making those grounds moving forward. We're not changing what we should be changing. And I think we really need to engage with policymakers here in the UK, but globally, to make them understand what we need to do and how we can minimise AMR going forward. And I think that's the important thing. And what we're talking about in the Knocking Out AMR project are actually policy solutions. And that's really important here. It's solutions that we can bring in to minimise AMR and try to decrease the number of people dying because of AMR. And we're looking at three different areas. So we're looking at therapeutics and vaccines. We're looking at diagnostics and surveillance, and then the policy engagement. I think that's the important thing that we need to get across, and we need to ask people to be a part of are the solutions going forward.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's really interesting about this is the first time that a group has done this, brought all these people together. We don't know what we're going to have in terms of solutions, but what we do know is by bringing everyone around the table, we can start some important conversations off. And I don't think that's been happening across the globe. We're getting different groups of people doing different things. And what we want to do is just have one unified voice in AMR, and perhaps we could be the conduit for that.
Totally agree. I mean, AMR is very siloed. We all work in our different silos, and actually what we need are people to work together on this and to come together with that one voice. I think that's what the Microbiology Society is doing, is giving us that platform to take that forward.
Perfect. Well, thank you both so much for working with us on this project. I just wanted to dive in a little bit about the aims of the project. So it's going to be cross-disciplinary in a One Health context. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about why that's really important in AMR research and kind of why you've chosen to go with those.
Yeah, no, I can go first. So we have data on the burden in humans and the number of people who are dying, so the mortality and the morbidity in humans. And they're starting to collect data on animals within a project called GBADS, so the Global Burden of Animal Disease, Animal AMR. There also is some information on the number of resistance genes in the environment, but nothing has brought them all together. And I think that's what we can do here, is bring all of the voices together to discuss what's happening. And, you know, all of the data is very different, so very heterogeneous. So we also have to work out how we bring that all into one sphere as well. And I think that's what the conversations around the table will start to break down what that means, I think, within our community. So if we just concentrate on one area, we don't actually get that full picture. And that's what we're trying to say with One Health. There is a debate within our community whether that's the right descriptor for what we're doing. But within that One Health system, what are we talking about, and how much of a burden are we talking about with resistance and with antibiotics, and maybe overuse of antibiotics as well?
Following on from what Katrin says, you know, and I think one of the big things about AMR is it's often talked about through a clinical lens. And it's important because, of course, that's the coal fronts. That is where the patients are actually succumbing or need treatment for AMR, AMR infections. But the thing is that we need to have these multiple groups around the table from a One Health perspective, from the environment, people who work in animal health, for example, and human health, the clinical side too, and discovery scientists alongside manufacturers, alongside people who are experts in law and economics. Everyone needs to be around the table to give a full holistic viewpoint about AMR. And that's what this is as well. So the AMR One Health aspect, from exactly what Katrin was talking about, these people are all part of that long pipeline. And if we can bring those people around a room together, around a table together, who knows what kind of ideas can bounce off one another. And that's what's really exciting about this. It's just, no one's ever done this before. That's why it's so ambitious, but it's also incredibly exciting because some of these solutions really may be tangible, and maybe they really can be impactful, make a full change and can be executed. But we won't know that until we get everyone around the table and have our workshops and move forward with this project.
So it sounds like we're trying to pull together all of these different people that are currently not necessarily talking to each other. So I wanted to ask what you would say to maybe someone who's listening who might work in AMR but isn't sure whether they're the right person to get involved in this project, because I feel like a lot of people I speak to think that they're not the experts when they really are. So I was just wondering if you had anything to say to those people who might be considering getting involved but not sure how, or not sure if they're the right person.
I could be as bold as to say you probably are the right person. A lot of people have got a lot of humility, haven't they? And they're very humble about their own experiences. But I think there's a lot of imposter syndrome in microbiology and around the table for varying different disciplines. And a lot of people are experts in what they do. They just don't think it. So if you think you've got something valuable to contribute to this, no matter how small, please feel free to contact the Microbiology Society through our email address and get involved, because you never know, that one small point might be a tipping point for all of us and it may change current paradigms about AMR.
I would even add to that, where as microbiologists, we're not very good at reaching out to non-microbiologists. So actually, maybe what we want is someone not working in the area who can give us their opinions and can say, well, actually, I don't understand this. Can you explain it to me? You know, one of the first steps in actually tackling AMR is getting the message out to people and getting them to understand what we're saying. So I think experts, non-experts, anybody should reach out and should sign up and come and work with us, I guess. Ask the questions that they want answered. It may be that they have really good questions that we can get the panel around the table to answer for them.
Perfect. Well, thank you both so much for working with us on this project. I wanted to ask, in an ideal world, what's the one thing that you would like this project to achieve?
So what I think is that what I'd really like to see is almost like the impact that Greta Thunberg has had on climate change. Having everyone around a table with a unified voice may actually spur some policy action that's tangible, executable, and makes a huge difference to AMR. Generally from the perspective of the antibiotic pipeline, but also the diagnostics pipeline, and actually getting these interventions out to patients, out to stakeholders, out to people who really need it. So for me, that's the really real extreme of what I'd like to see, massive global policy change, but that may not happen. And for me, I'm just really glad that we can make a small difference. If we can make just a small difference with this, we're making a lot of difference. And that for me is really important.
Yeah, I think this is a 5-year project. So we need to have that pathway of where we're going to get in 5 years. At the moment, we might have a really high level, but how are we going to get there, I would say. I totally agree. I think we need an IPAMR as well as similar to the IPCC, which has been set up. And I'm starting to build on that in my research as well. And I would say that bringing people together this way, we can build that pathway to an IPAMR, be it within what we're doing here or, you know, within what I do in my research, within a network of AMR people. So this is a conduit to that, I think, and bringing those people together. It's only collectively that we'll come up with really good, tangible solutions to AMR. And I think that's where we want to be with this. This gives us that format to move forward to that. And to have an impact. And that's the big thing. We want to have an impact. We don't want to just sit around and talk. We want to have something that comes out of this.
I think it's a real shame that people don't talk about it as well. And it just says to me that we're doing something wrong. I don't know what it is. We all try. Every single one of us in the area tries to do public engagement. We all do publishing. We really try and get people involved in AMR. But for some reason, it just doesn't resonate. And I think this project can maybe help it resonate, but from a different way forward, rather than the public engagement angle. We're going through the back end, I suppose, and going through the policy angle and trying to make a tangible impact that way.
Just thinking, you know, if we want an impact here, I would say, Tina, rather, as well as maybe having all of our faces on the telly talking about this, what we want is Keir Starmer standing there, or whoever the Prime Minister is at the time, standing there and talking about AMR. And saying this is a problem and we need to do something about it and putting some money behind it. That's what we want. And that's the way forward, I think.
That's perfect. So there was a person in Parliament, I saw it on X the other day, formerly known as Twitter. This guy in Parliament, MP, was talking about AMR and it was fantastic. And I thought, at least finally someone saying something and keeping it in the spotlight. But again, we don't have those high-level key opinion leaders, those high-level people saying, like Keir Starmer, Rishi Sunak saying, AMR is important, everybody. Why don't you get involved in it? Or why can't we put the money behind it? And that to me is a bit worrying because I'm not sure why they're not interested. And I think that's a bigger question that maybe everyone listening may have answers to.
So how can our listeners that might want to get involved in this project? What should they do now?
Okay, so they should go to the Microbiology Society website and they'll find the link to the hub there. They can also follow Tina and myself on X or Blue Sky, and we've got the links in our sites there. Also follow Microbiology Society on X and they can follow the link there to sign up.
Any social media, re-advertise or repost our posts, please. Just get the message out to whoever you think might be a suitable voice to get involved in the project. We want to hear from you. Every single voice is valuable and we just can't wait for you guys to get involved.
I would say when you're reposting on your social media, maybe go to people who've been affected by AMR, who want to get their voices across to us as researchers, where we can do something about what they've been suffering from, and we can spread their word and amplify what they're saying as well. Because that really needs to get to people, needs to get to policymakers and researchers alike, so that, you know, we can highlight the plight of people who have suffered these nasty diseases.
What's really interesting is a lot of people don't know that they've got an AMR infection. So they just know that the drugs didn't work and they're giving it a second round of antibiotics and a third round. And it's those people actually that we should be trying to target, so they recognise that they have an antibiotic resistant infection. It's their voices that's really important in all of this. So it gives us almost like another focus. Why are we doing this? We're doing this so we can help save people's lives.
Yeah, I mean, often, even on coroner's reports, it doesn't say that people have had a resistant infection. And so people just don't know. And we then don't know how many people are infected with or die with resistant infections because it's not recorded. And that's something that's changing, that is changing in policy in the UK. But, you know, without people's voices, it won't change. And we can't change things going forward either.
Well, this is it. It's people power, isn't it? The more voices behind this. So we've got 200 so far. We're hoping for 1,000. So everyone, please sign up. We have those 1,000 voices. That's a lot of people. And we're going to mobilise everyone to make a change. And that's what we want to see.
I would say as well that it won't be 1,000 voices just here in the UK, because the Microbiology Society has such a wide ranging reach that that will be 1,000 voices globally, at least. So it will be a really good thing to take forward. And so many people will then hopefully listen to what we're saying as well.
I was going to say, I think what's really, would be really nice is just to point out the fact that at the moment there's limited policy change. There's a lot of things like the Pasteur Act, definitely things in the UK that are happening, but nothing's happening on a global scale. Also, the antibiotic pipeline being broken, it is depressing, but that's a reason why we're doing this. It's to reinvigorate the pipeline. It's to reinvigorate the diagnostics pipeline. It's to stop vaccine hesitancy in some ways and get people understanding that vaccines is really important to tackle AMR. And those are the core reasons that we're here, really, to try and make that happen through all the voices coming together as one. If we do this individually, we have limited impact. Together, we have such a massive voice and such a massive reach and such an ability to reach those people who make the decisions, and those people who want to reach, people who are going to be at the UN next year at UNGA 2024. We want to see those people and we want to say to them, with everyone behind us, what are you going to do about AMR? Because this is the impact right now. And if you don't do something, it's more serious than climate change. So come on, put something on the table.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Microbe Talk. To find out more about knocking out AMR and to register your interest, you can head to microbiologysociety.org/knockingoutAMR. Thanks so much again for listening, and we'll see you next time.